Bushcutter. Anderson, Lease, and Mestel in there. Bushcutter forces the issue. Shot no good, but Megan Anderson has another offensive putback, and it's 22-13.
Tonight, it's a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader from Kearney as the Kearney Catholic Stars welcome in the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Jordan Slough needs one to tie and then get that second one. The first free throw is up, and it is good. The second free throw, Slough up, and Donovan Trumbull leads. 8 seconds. Saborn wants the back cut, forces a shot. It's no good. Offensive rebound, Wilkie, no good. Veronica at the horn, no good. And Donovan Trumbull is upset, number one, Ravenna.
Kearney Catholic is coming off a sweep of Wood River last night while the Donovan Trumbull boys try to keep it rolling after last night's upset of number one, Ravenna. It's the Cardinals and the Stars coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seat pregame show. We'll take you live to Cope Gymnasium in Kearney with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seat. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic High School for Friday Night Basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 tonight, as we're ready for the New Tech Seed pregame show. Doug Duda with you here as we bring you another Lou Platt Conference doubleheader featuring the Kearney Catholic Stars and the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. Our girls game up first, about 4 minutes away from tip-off, and then the boys game, two top 10 teams again tonight. Last night, of course, one of the exciting games in the state was Donovan Trumbull holding on, coming back, a game that was back and forth, knocking off C2 top-ranked Ravenna. Now they have to turn around and play C1, 10th-ranked Kearney Catholic on the road tonight. Girls, the Ravenna girls shot lights out last night as they thumped Donovan Trumbull, and it would be hard-pressed to see Kearney Catholic, who has not shot the ball that well this year, do the same thing. Donovan's girls got a young team, but they still have some work to do to be competitive here in the conference. They are 3-6. Kearney Catholic is 8-3. And we'll look at the starting lineups on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. It's time for the incredible tractor tire sale at your area CPI Mr. Tire. Find low cash and carry prices on Co-op Pivot Tires, Agrimax, Co-op Quad Front Tires, and the Agra Radials. CPI Mr. Tire serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI. See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman Main, Cosler & Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman Main, Cosler & Cottle of Kearney.
And we're back on the New Tech Seed pregame show, where it's time to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank truly cares about what's in it for you. First off tonight for the Donovan Trumbull Lady Cardinals, number 11 is a 5'5" junior, Katie Piper. Number 21 is a 5'6" junior, Kayla Heinrichs. Number 25, 5'5" junior, Molly Kovacher. Number 31, a 5'9" sophomore, Kirsten Sullivan. And number 43, a 5'11" freshman, Kaylee Glover. The head coach at Donovan Trumbull is Bob Samuelson, assisted by Mark Davis and Carly Otterburn. 3-6 on the season, the three victories coming against Harvard, Wilbur Claytonia, and Central City. For Kearney Catholic, they'll start with number 11, 5'6" sophomore, Michaela Mestel. Number 15 is a 5'5" junior, Anna Howell. Number 25, back in the starting lineup last night, 6'1" sophomore, Theron Baum. Number 33, 6'1" sophomore, Bailey Sokolowski. And number 35, a 5'10" junior, Ellie Conley. Head coach of the Lady Stars, Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt, Kathy Mose, and Andrew Pajeda. They are 8-3 on the season. The three losses, two to start the season, Sandy Creek and Grand Island Central Catholic, and also a loss to Ravenna. So after a 2-3 start, the Stars have won six in a row. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. Five Points Bank, simply better. It's the first of our doubleheader tonight on our sister station, 1230 AM KHAS. Adams Central is currently playing Loup City, and on the breeze, 94.5 FM, Silver Lake battling Blue Hill. Hockey tonight on Classic Hits 98.9, the Tri-City Storm in Lincoln to take on the Stars. And that is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Best of luck from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. We'll have the opening tip right after this.
That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda back with you at Cope Gymnasium. Benji Klein and our three-man officiating crew here tonight to bring you high school basketball. And the opening tip will be controlled by Kearney Catholic. Bailey Sokolowski wins the tip. The Stars move from left to right. Donovan Trumbull from right to left as you view it along your radio dial. Doug Duda with you on this Friday night. First Friday of 2011. Zone defense to start things off with the Cardinals. Stars will like to shoot that outside shot, not afraid to fire a three, but haven't taken one yet. Howell gets it into Sokolowski in the paint. Turnaround jumper from six is up and in. So good, patient offense there for the Stars, who had a battle last night with the Wood River Lady Eagles before coming out on top 46-37. They hit the first bucket here. Man-to-man defense by the Stars. The steal is made by Mestel, goes to the other end. The layup is too strong, and the rebound is going to be grabbed there by Donovan Trumbull and Katie Pfeiffer. So good hustle that time down the floor by Kayla Heinrichs to deny the layup of Michaela Mestel. Fast break the other way. Kirsten Sullivan underneath. Got the shot up, but it's blocked by Sokolowski. Donovan Trumbull gets it back, kicks it out to the left wing. 18-footer by Heinrichs is no good. We've got an offensive rebound by Kirsten Sullivan, and a foul has been called. The foul is on Kearney Catholic's Theron Baum, first one of the ball game, and Donovan Trumbull will get the ball underneath. As we saw last night, when they get the shots, it seems like they knock down quite a few. As Sokolowski blocks another shot, this of Katie Pfeiffer, and it goes out of bounds. So once again, Donovan Trumbull will chuck it in. Reserve boys game took a long, long time tonight, so we didn't get to the 6 o'clock tip-off. Donovan Trumbull won that. Here on the inbounds, they get it into the hands of Komacher on the backside, but it's blocked again, and Michaela Mestel blocks it out of bounds. So the Stars might not be denying the pass, but they sure are getting their hands on the shots right now. Inbounds pass again. Katie Pfeiffer swings it right side, tries to get it to Sullivan, dribbles it off her hip, and the ball is going to be turned over. So Donovan Trumbull, after all those opportunities, then ends up turning the basketball over, and the Stars bring it up. Mestel fires the three. It's off the back of the iron. No good. Ball is going to be knocked away. Ellie Conley comes out of there with the rebound for Kearney Catholic. They get it underneath the bomb. Bomb is fouled. The shot rattles in and out and will not go. Out with a foot injury since the Ravenna game. Missed about a month. Theron Baum, the transfer in from Norfolk Catholic. Molly Komacher with the foul, first of the game. And Theron, who had 14 last night, will put her first point on the board here tonight with a free throw. Second free throw coming up for the sophomore. Both teams pretty young. Not a lot of seniors on either roster. Second free throw no good. Conley, the rebound, throws it right back up. It will not go, and Kirsten Sullivan pulls it down here for Donovan Trumbull. 3-0 Kearney Catholic, 6:20 to go here in the first quarter, just underway at Cope Gymnasium. Handle the basketball, Katie Pfeiffer. Swings it over to Komacher. Good bounce pass down low. Sullivan kicks it back out, though. Stars really pestering Donovan Trumbull with that matchup zone. Man-to-man, depends what you want to call it. They do a little bit of both, and the Cardinals end up traveling with the basketball. So Donovan Trumbull worked hard last night just to get shots. That's the case again so far tonight, and they had the ball a long time there but couldn't get a shot away and end up turning it over. Anna Howell brings it up the floor here, and she walked with the basketball. Looked over to the right side to pass it and didn't see anybody and kind of took a half stutter step, and the Stars turned it over for the first time. So the Cardinals will inbound it to Katie Pfeiffer. Howell puts some pressure on her in the backcourt. Crossover dribble, Pfeiffer brings it across the timeline and gives it off to Kayla Heinrichs. Off the pickup top, they'll go to Komacher. Komacher bounce pass down low to Glover. And again, they'll kick it back out top. Right side of the key to Pfeiffer, getting it down low. Glover just throws it towards the hoop. It's no good. And it'll be Bailey Sokolowski to pull down the loose ball. To Mestel, long pass down to Baum. She beat everybody back. The layup's up and in. Great pass by Mestel. And Baum will cash in the bucket. 5-0 Kearney Catholic. Last night, Donovan Trumbull hung with Ravenna in the first quarter, but then it wasn't good after that as the ball's knocked away again. Mestel brings it up. Numbers aren't there, so she'll turn and kick it out to Howell. Back to Michaela in the right corner for the three. She'll put it up and in. And Coach Bob Samuelson said to us, he goes, I don't know why everybody shoots lights out against us. Again, it's not like they're not playing defense, but they just find a way to knock the ball down. And Kearney Catholic has jumped out to an 8-0 lead. Timeout, Donovan Trumbull, 5:10 to go first quarter. We'll be right back.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium out of the Kearney Catholic timeout. They go with a man-to-man pressure and up the floor with it, Pfeiffer. Working on Sokolowski, gets by her, gives it to Sullivan. Sullivan comes down, dishes it off for a layup. Kaylee Glover puts it up and in, and Donovan Trumbull is on the board. 8-2, 5 minutes to go here in quarter number one. Stars quickly into the front court. Conley fires at three, just a little bit short. Rebound comes down to Donovan Trumbull, and it's Kirsten Sullivan there with her third board already, but a long outlet pass is into the hands of Conley, and a fifth turnover already here for the Cardinals. Howell drives paint, kicks it out left wing. Sokolowski's 10-footer no good, but Baum just steps in between two red jerseys, grabs the rebound, and puts it up and in. And Theron already with 5 points here, half the Star total. 10-2, 4:25 to go first quarter. Into the front court, Katie Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer pulls up, fires the 12-footer, no good. Ball tipped in the corner. Messel able to tip it to herself and run down the rebound. Waits for the traffic to clear, and down the middle of the floor she comes. Outlet to Howell, left corner, pulls up from 18, fires it, no good. Into the hands of Kirsten Sullivan and Donovan Trumbull. They want to run. They just aren't able to beat Kearney Catholic up the floor, so they'll slow it down at midcourt and try and get that offense set up in a half-court setting. Komacher up top to Glover. Glover holds the ball at the top of the circle. Right side, Sullivan. One dribble and kicks it back out. Sullivan has it again, switches it to Pfeiffer, left elbow, skip pass right corner, not getting a shot away, Kayla Heinrichs. Not only do the Stars play pretty good defense, they got a little height out there. They can extend that arm on some of the post players and not let them get jump shots. It's just deflected out of bounds. And here comes Jordan Brumman, a good-looking freshman basketball player for Donovan Trumbull, guard that's going to be pretty good here for the Cardinals in years to come. For Kearney Catholic, Sarah Leese, Megan Anderson check into the ball game, and Danny Bushcutter will come in as well. And Messel and Conley stay in. Donovan Trumbull ball on the inbound. Out of the wing, they get it to Pfeiffer. She tries to rifle it right back to Glover, and it's through her hands and out of bounds. So the sixth turnover already here in the first quarter for Donovan Trumbull. 10-2, Kearney Catholic, 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Boys game will follow. High post, Leese takes a dribble, lost the handle, and the Stars will give it up for the second time. Up the floor with the left-hand dribble is the freshman, Brumman. She'll get rid of it to Molly Komacher. Swings it right side to Pfeiffer, most of it outside the arc. Not able to get it in the paint for a lot of shots as Brumman drives, and it's knocked away. Give another block to Michaela Mestel, who takes it away out of the air, and then her outlet pass is knocked out of bounds by Pfeiffer. And they're going to say, I think they're going to say last touch by Kearney Catholic and give the ball to Donovan Trumbull. They say it deflected off of a Star player. Now checking in will be Sarah Dinan. She is the only senior on the Donovan Trumbull roster. For Kearney Catholic, Bushcutter and Leese, the only two seniors on the roster. There's a few girls and boys teams in the Lou Platte Conference that are very young. In fact, the Cardinal boys team is young. As they break the press, get it down to the baseline. The jumper by Glover is no good. Deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cardinal. And to take it out on the baseline will be Kirsten Sullivan. Donovan Trumbull will box the lane. Chris Cut with a couple of picks. Try to go into the back corner. They get it there, but Anderson is on Pfeiffer. Katie, couple of dribbles. Cut off there by Bushcutter. Kicks it back out. They'll reset. Driving in, Sullivan has to take a little double clutch while in the air. Shot comes off strong, no good. Rebound comes down to Glover, and she'll be fouled. Looks like it'll be on Conley. And Ellie Conley with her first personal foul. Second foul on Kearney Catholic. At the line to shoot our first free throws for Donovan Trumbull will be Kaylee Glover. She has the only bucket so far in the ballgame for the Cardinals. And the first free throw is up and in. Checking into the ballgame now, Theron Baum back for Kearney Catholic and Kayla Heinrichs back for Donovan Trumbull. You're listening to KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and as always, the World Wide Web, ESPNSuperstation.com. Second free throw now for Kaylee Glover. That's going to be short, and off the rim it comes to Megan Anderson for the Stars. Anderson finds her point guard on a Howell, and Howell, without a fast break opportunity, slows it up to Bushcutter on the left side of the key. Danny, couple of dribbles back up top. Play and catch over there with Howell. Bounce pass down low to Baum. Baum loses one defender. Turnaround jumper from six. Won't go in. Ball knocked away, and it's going to go to Donovan Trumbull. Good save out there by Jordan Brumman, throwing it off the leg of Baum and saving it for the Cardinals. 10-3. Lack of scoring here for the last minute and a half or so. In fact, Donovan called that timeout at the 5-10 mark. And now Howell, the backcourt steal, gets it to Anderson. Missed the gimme, but got her own rebound and put it back up and in. Anderson with her first bucket, and the Stars now lead it by 10. Brumman across the timeline, dribbles into a trap, throws over the top of it to Sullivan. Sullivan clears it out to Heinrichs, and now they're ready to set things up. Left baseline, ball dropped there by Dinan. Tries to force it inside, drops the ball. Elise picks it up, and another steal for Kearney Catholic. Minute 50 to go, first quarter, 12-2. Stars comfortably ahead as Bushcutter fires a three in the left-hand corner. It is no good. Ball pulled down by Brumman, and Brumman wants to push the pace. They've got a four-on-two if they can get up the floor. Brumman brings it up, runs into Bushcutter with the good defense. Her shot ends up getting deflected out of bounds, and it stays with the red and white of Donovan Trumbull. Boy, that's what you want to do when you're the one on a three-on-one break. Get your feet set and make them pass the ball. And that time, Brumman just shot it, and Bushcutter had the good D. Inbounds pass here for Donovan Trumbull. They get it into Dinan, and she just holds it, so there was nothing going. Swing it to the right side to Heinrichs. Now the Stars play in a zone. Brumman top of the key, fires a three and knocks it down. The first three of the ball game. In fact, the Cardinals didn't even attempt a three last night. They hit their first one of the weekend here tonight. And it cuts the lead to 6, 12-6. Kearney Catholic, right side, Lease tries to answer with a three of her own and does. Sarah Lease not afraid to fire from 19-9 and beyond, and it's 15-6, Kearney Catholic. 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. Across the timeline with it, Kirsten Sullivan picks her dribble up 30 feet away from the hoop, gives it off on the right side, getting by a defender is Heinrichs, and back door wide open, but Dinan missed the little jumper, and Baum will pull down the rebound. Here come the Stars. Howell pushes it up the floor, doesn't have numbers. Goes to Baum, top of the key. She fires at three and hits it. And that's when you got to be sitting on the Donovan Trumbull bench going, are you kidding me? They've got 6'1 kids pulling up for transition threes, and that's exactly what happened. And Theron now has 8 points here in the first quarter. And the ball dribbled off the foot of Sullivan and turned over again. Howell has a three-on-two, gets by her. Defender comes to the baseline left side, off the glass, no good. Rebound, Lease, and Lease will be fouled by Kirsten Sullivan on the shot, and Sarah will go to the line and shoot two with 17 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Not only will we take a quick look at the stats, but, of course, a big win last night for the Cardinal boys as Lease hits the first one. They have that 47-46 win over Ravenna. We'll play the end of the game for you. The last couple of minutes of that game we're going to play for you again at halftime in case you missed it last night. So that's at the half as Lee shoots the second free throw. That one's off the mark. Sokolowski back in, almost got the rebound, but Sullivan out-battles her fourth. That's her fifth board of the quarter. 10 seconds remaining in the quarter. Donovan Trumbull into the front court, lobs it to Roman on the baseline, gets around Anderson, kind of, now has to kick it out because she's covered. The ball is loose. Donovan Trumbull trying to get a shot here before the buzzer. Force up a three at the horn, and it is no good by Sullivan. And that's the end of the first quarter of play here at Cope Gymnasium. Kearney Catholic 19, Donovan Trumbull 6. We're back with more Luplat Conference basketball in a minute on ESPN Radio.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today. Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
And welcome back. Doug Duda with you here at Cope Gymnasium. Donovan Trumbull will get the ball to start the second quarter. They trail it by a score of 19-6. Ball knocked away. Don't forget, boys action to follow at approximately 8 o'clock. Here on ESPN Radio, as always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors and Rick Petrie, the athletic director, and all the folks here, as always, for their hospitality as Donovan Trumbull tries to get some offense going down on the low post. Sullivan guarded by Sokolowski, can't win that height matchup. Now double down, has to kick it back out to the free throw line. The jumper by Komacher is no good. The rebound brought down by Kearney Catholic. Megan Anderson had it. Now a long outlet pass somehow bounces into Conley's hands. Fires the shot, no good. Anderson rebound, back up and in, and draws the foul. So Megan Anderson a chance at a three-point play. Kearney Catholic getting some second-chance opportunities here in this ball game. In the first quarter, 8 turnovers on Donovan Trumbull, 3 for Kearney Catholic. Each team had 9 rebounds. As the free throw is on the way, and it is in. So Anderson completes the three-point play. She has 5 points. Theron Baum leads the way with 8. Glover and Brummett each have 3 for Donovan Trumbull, and it is 22-6. Ball comes up the floor here. Down low, Komacher on the baseline, gets a short jumper up and in, and Molly with her first bucket. And Donovan Trumbull gets on the board quickly here in the second quarter. Up the floor, the Stars. Left wing to Howell, comes into the baseline, or comes into the lane, fires it up. No good. Rebound brought down Sullivan. She's doing a great job rebounding. Now an outlet pass. Pfeiffer beat everybody back. Missed the short jumper. Offensive follow will not go for Kaylee Glover, and Megan Anderson has another rebound. Donovan Trumbull had a great opportunity there and couldn't put it home, and Kearney Catholic turns it over. So right back over it goes. Let's set the 5 on the floor for you. Donovan Trumbull checks back in Kenzie Clocky along with Kayla Heinrichs, Katie Pfeiffer, also in the ball game, Kaylee Glover, and we've got Jordan Brummett in there as well. 22-8, Donovan Trumbull with a basketball. Over on the left wing with it is Katie Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer turns, hands it back off to Brummett. Brummett needs some help on the left wing. Wraparound pass knocked away, and Baum will come away with the steal. Theron Baum, Michaela Mestel, Howell, Conley, Sokolowski, the original 5 starters out there for Kearney Catholic. 6.5 to go, first half. High post, they go Sokolowski, double team. They swing it right corner, Conley. Fires the 3, it's no good. Offensive rebound, Sokolowski. Puts a little fadeaway up there, it's no good. And the ball run down by the Cardinals and Jordan Brummett. 3-point shooting, 1 of 1 for Donovan Trumbull. Stars were 3 of 6 in the first quarter. Here the Cardinals get it down low to Clocky, not there. Back out to the wing. They'll get it to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer bounce pass up top to Kayla Heinrichs. And they'll reset it. Pfeiffer swings it left side. Brummett. Stars in a man-to-man. They went zone for a while. Brummett free throw line. Pull-up jumper good. Second bucket for Jordan Brummett. 22-10. Kearney Catholic. 5:45 to go here in the first half. Up the floor with it will be Mestel. Comes to the right side. Fires to the left side, which is the strong side to Conley. Quick pass back up to her. Now they're trying to set up a 3 for Howell, but pass a little off the mark. Now to Baum on the low post. Good ball movement. Now, as we say that, the ball is intercepted by Clocky over there, and Kearney Catholic commits their fifth turnover. Up the floor comes Donovan Trumbull. Got an open look. The jumper on the left wing won't go for Heinrichs. And the rebound brought down by Sokolowski. Bailey with her third board. Up the floor to Mestel. Mestel into the right-hand corner to Howell. On the low post, there's Baum again. Turn around off the glass. Didn't quite know what she wanted to do and put it up too strong. Clocky with the board. And the ball knocked out of bounds. Stays with Donovan Trumbull. Sarah Leese comes in for Kearney Catholic. Kirsten Sullivan re-enters for Donovan Trumbull. Just over 5 minutes to go in the first half. Danny Bushcutter also wants to check in here for Kearney Catholic. So Howell out, Anderson or Conley out. Howell and Conley. Doug Duda with you here on ESPN Radio with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks. Love to have you along. Glad to have you along. We'll keep you up to date on the Cotton Bowl tonight. Texas A&M and LSU get going a little after 7. And then after basketball, you'll be able to hear the end of that game tonight here on ESPN Radio. Ball knocked away. Jumper on the left wing is picked up by Pfeiffer, and it's going to be no good. Rebound brought down by Theron Baum. Up the floor comes Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic on the left wing, Mestel. Up top, Sokolowski. Baum in the paint, but guarded there by Glover. Over to Mestel. She'll fire a three, no good. The ball tipped twice, ends back in Michaela's hands. Gets it into Baum. Turnaround jumper up on the rim and in. And a timeout going to be called by Kearney Catholic after the made bucket. Theron Baum with 10 points and with 4:25 to go in the first half. Kearney Catholic 24 and Donovan Trumbull 10. We'll be back after this timeout.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Congratulations to all of the area high school sports teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
And welcome back to High School Hoops here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 4:25 to go, first half of our girls' game in the Lou Platt Conference doubleheader. Kearney Catholic leading Donovan Trumbull and backcourt pressure. Theron Baum reached in and commits her second foul. Each team now with three fouls here in the first half. 24-10, Donovan Trumbull ball, but Kearney Catholic has the lead. Cardinal into the front court. Katie Pfeiffer to the right side comes into the corner. Cut off there by Leese. Jumps it back up top to Brumman. Jordan, the only player with more than one bucket for Donovan Trumbull. Skip pass over to Heinrichs into the corner. Ball fake. Sullivan steps between defenders. Nice move off the glass and in. Kirsten Sullivan with her first bucket of the ball game. And it's 24-12. Sullivan had 8 and Brumman had 10 to lead the way last night for Donovan Trumbull, as the steal is made by Sullivan. But her outlet pass will not be very long. It's going to be picked up there by the Cardinal and slow it down. Get it across the timeline. Chance to get something going, but a travel call. Again, Brumman was looking inside, started to make the pass, decided against it, and by that time it already moved her foot, so the travel call. 10th turnover on Donovan Trumbull. Kearney Catholic has 6. 3:42 to go before halftime. Again, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up. We'll take a quick look at the first half stats, and then we'll have the little bit of a replay from last night's Donovan Trumbull Ravenna game for you. We were there. We had the call on Classic Hits 98.9 last night. We'll bring you the last 2.5, 3 minutes of that ball game as it was heard on the radio. So if you're making that trip over, you can catch the end of the boys' game at halftime of our girls' game. Inside Leese, nice bounce pass Howell, and Leese will put up the little runner and in. Sarah with her second bucket. She's got 6 points in the ball game with a free throw to go along. 26-12, and at the other end, Kearney Catholic makes a quick steal. Howell up the floor. Donovan Trumbull at least is doing a good job of getting back defensively when they do commit a turnover. Sokolowski at the free throw line, dribbles and runs right into Sullivan and lost the basketball. Up the floor, Brumman against Leese, and Leese reached in and knocked it away. Out of bounds to Donovan Trumbull. Shayla Connor comes in for Kearney Catholic, and in for Donovan Trumbull will be Molly Kovacher. And Glover will also, Kaylee will return. It's Donovan Trumbull ball underneath their own hoop. Get it into Pfeiffer. One dribble. Gets the jumper up in traffic. Little contact. And the ball's off the mark. Rebound brought down by Bailey Sokolowski. Her fourth rebound to Howell into the front court. Anna knocked away. And then a foul going to be called here on Katie Pfeiffer. That was one of those that they weren't going to call, but then you kind of heard the slap. And so the official had to blow the whistle. Everybody having a little chuckle over that one, and we'll inbound the ball again. On the right side, Sarah Lease lobs it down low. It's too tall for Megan Anderson. The Stars turn it over again. Kearney Catholic with five turnovers here in the quarter, and there's still 2:30 to go. 26-12. Stars with a comfortable lead. They were up 19-6 after one. Left-hand corner for a three. It's up and in by Kirsten Sullivan. So Donovan Trumbull shot two threes, and they've hit them both, 26-15. Stars into the front court, left side against this zone. Right side of the key to Sokolowski. Back over to Connor on the weak side. High post, Sokolowski squares up from 11. It comes up short. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Kearney Catholic. Might have a foul, I guess. They're also going to say we had a foul. There's a foul on Megan Anderson. So her first foul. And Donovan Trumbull will get the ball. Not because it went out of bounds, but because a foul was called. 2:03 to go here before halftime. Nice crowd on hand tonight. Of course, they've got some of the little kids doing their cheerleading routine tonight, so that probably brings a few more fans in. But still a good crowd on hand, even a good traveling crowd. Donovan, they know that the boys' game has got the possibility of being as good as the one they saw last night as the ball inside to Sullivan. Sullivan coming down the lane, has it ricochet off her chest and out of bounds, last touched by the Stars. So another inbounds play here for Donovan Trumbull. They've had a ton of inbounds plays and haven't scored, I don't think, on any of them. This could change, but the jumper no good by Pfeiffer came up short. And Conley will get the rebound for Kearney Catholic. That's her third of the half. Howell brings it into the front court, pulls up the top of the key, swings it over to the left side for Lease. The three-pointer is up and in, and Sarah hits her second three-pointer of the ball game. She now has nine, and it's 29-15. Stars with the comfortable lead as we head towards halftime. And now Lee steps in front of the pass, steals it away. She's out in front of the pack. She'll go all the way and make the layup. Sarah Lee came sprinting out after that steal. And when she made the steal, there was nobody ahead to pass it to. So she just kept on going. And it's 31-15. 11 points now to lead the way for Kearney Catholic, Sarah Lee. Baum has 10. That's 21 of the 31. At the other end, the jumper is on the way by Dinan. No good. Rebound brought down by Sokolowski. Under a minute to go before the half. And the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report will give you the stats and then replay of the ending of last night's Donovan Trumbull exciting win over Ravenna in boys basketball. 40 seconds remain. Anna Howell, top of the key. 19-footer, no good. Long rebound came out to Conley. Conley looks for somebody to pass it to. Lease over to Connor. Back up to Howell. Connor now inside to Sokolowski. Nice move in the paint. Got clocked. And she will go to the line and shoot two. Got hit hard enough that she went to the ground. Made a great move. And we'll get two free throws. Sokolowski, 2 points, five rebounds, a couple of blocks. And the foul called on Sullivan. That'll be her second. And the first free throw is off the rim and in. Checking into the ball game for Donovan Trumbull, Kenzie Clocky, and for Kearney Catholic will be Carissa Dobish with 28 seconds remaining here in the half. Second free throw by Sokolowski is on the way, and it is in. So both free throws fall for Bailey, and the lead now the largest of the evening, 18 points. 33-15, Donovan Trumbull brings the ball across the timeline with Katie Pfeiffer. Might have got away with a carry, comes to the baseline, puts the runner up, no good. Sokolowski has the rebound for Kearney Catholic, who could play for the last shot. Howell, though, long outlet pass to Conley. 10 seconds to go. Back up top, Sokolowski makes a power move down the lane. Right side of the key, shot no good. And we're going to have a pushing foul on Kearney Catholic trying to get the rebound. Carissa Dobish just got in there. It was trying to mix it up, called for the foul. 6 seconds remain here in the half. Donovan has to go the length of the court. Get it into Pfeiffer. Not sure they know how much time is left. Komacher has it. They get it into the front court, and they will get a shot. Dinan at the horn, and it's in. Well, here's your weird stat of the game. Donovan Trumbull's 3-for-3 from three-point land. As Sarah Dinan knew there wasn't much time left, caught it, shot it from about 24 feet, and it was nothing but net. And at the half, in our girls' game in this Lou Platt Conference doubleheader, Kearney Catholic 33, Donovan Trumbull 18, back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium, where it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says, don't let trash take up all your time. They take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. At the half, 33-18, Kearney Catholic with the lead. And here's a look at your first half stats. Coming up, we're going to play the end of last night's Donovan Trumbull Ravenna boys basketball game, so stay with us. For Donovan Trumbull, Katie Pfeiffer has a rebound. Jordan Brumman has 5 points, three rebounds. Kenzie Clocky has a rebound. Molly Komacher has 2 points. Kirsten Sullivan, 5 points, six rebounds. Sarah Dinan hit that three at the buzzer. And Kaylee Glover, 3 points, two rebounds. Donovan Trumbull has 18 points, 13 rebounds. They're 1 of 2 at the free throw line, 3 of 3 from three-point land, and 12 turnovers. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel, 3 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Theron Baum, 10 points, 3 rebounds. Bailey Sokolowski, 4 points, 6 rebounds, 2 blocks. L.A. Conley, 4 rebounds. Sarah Lease leads the way with 11 points and a rebound. And Megan Anderson, 5 points, 5 rebounds. I have Kearney Catholic with 33 points, 21 rebounds. 5 out of 7 at the free throw line, 4 of 9 from 3-point land, 4 blocks and 8 turnovers. And at the half, Kearney Catholic leads it 33-18. We're back with more after this timeout.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Last night I had the opportunity to see a great boys basketball game at Donovan Trumbull, where the fifth-ranked Cardinals upset number one Ravenna, a game that neither team led by more than five and had a very exciting finish. So we've got a little time here at the half. Let's hear how that game played out last night in case you missed it. Here's the last 3 minutes of last night's Donovan Trumbull Ravenna boys basketball game here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here we're not up at 41. Donovan Trumbull ball against number one Ravenna. 3:34 to go in the game. Inbounds comes to Slough. They clear it out for him in the backcourt. Brings it up on Saborn. Saborn went for the steal, didn't get it. Slough goes by him, comes to the baseline. Baronic cuts him off. Nobody to pass to, just throws it up for grabs. Kremosta runs it down at midcourt. Kremosta waits for his teammates. Left-hand corner. Up top, Saborn. Open three, good. And Ravenna has the lead. Saborn hits the three. The defense sat that one up for the Ravenna Blue Jays. Slough looked like he was going to get a shot, and Ravenna came over and helped with the double-down defense from Baronic. 3 minutes to go, 44-41. Back into the hands here of Sullivan. Sullivan into the paint, spins on Baronic, runs into Anderson, and traveled. Interesting what we're seeing here the last couple of minutes or minute and a half. Donovan Trumbull is getting in there, but then Ravenna is there with double and triple team. They get by the initial man, but the defense always seems to be there. They're not getting those good assists that they had back in the first quarter, driving and dishing because Ravenna's in the passing lanes. So Ravenna actually has the ball in the lead for the first time this half. Baronic runs out of room to the baseline and calls a timeout. 2:31 to go. Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop, up three. Baronic into Anderson on the right wing. Double teamed up top. Lost the dribble to Kremosta. Kremosta holds it. Gives it over to Baronic. Right side of the key. Dribbles it back up between the circles. Double teamed there.
Gives it off to Saborn. Donovan Trumbull starting to pick up their defense. Overplaying a little bit. Anderson left side of the key. Nice his way down the lane. Thought he was fouled. Threw up a wild one. It's no good. Rebound Johnson. Hands it off to Jacob Slough. Slough into the front court here. The Cardinals trail by three. 2 minutes to go in the game. Back out to Jordan Slough. Left wing, they get it to Sullivan. Guarded by Connor Veronik. Bundy calling for the ball against Wilkie. He's kind of got it one-on-one and a timeout by Donovan Trumbull. They've only got one remaining. A minute 52 to go in the game. Ravenna 44, Donovan Trumbull 41. Donovan Trumbull basketball on the side. Looked underneath. There was nothing there. So they go to the outlet. Slough. Jordan in the backcourt. Brings it across the timeline to Sullivan. It's a two-man game with him and Bundy. Pick and roll. They get it to Bundy. He's in all kinds of traffic. Makes a nice move to the baseline. Didn't lose his balance. Laid it up and in. 14 for Bundy. Great move by the big fella. 44-43. A minute and a half to go. Anderson ball knocked away, but Veronik was right there to retrieve. Deep left corner to Wilkie. Back to Veronik against the man-to-man. Both teams are in the one-and-one. Jump ball, I believe, goes to Ravenna. Yes, it does. A minute 15 to go. Ravenna to the left-hand corner. Here's a three, Cremosta. It is no good. Rebound, trying to save it. Wilkie threw it out to midcourt, but it's Skyler Sullivan waiting for the basketball. A minute to go in this basketball game. Up the floor, Jacob Slough. He's going to give it off to Skyler Sullivan. To Jordan, they'll rotate it left side. Everybody outside the arc except Bundy. Him and Wilkie really leaning on each other. Official takes the whistle out of his mouth, tells him to cut it out. 45 seconds to go. Ravenna clinging to a one-point lead. Cardinal ball driving in. Sullivan off the glass, and that's all it hit. Rebound, Veronik. Foul, Bundy. And that's the fourth on Garrett Bundy. Sullivan tried to make something happen, but came up empty. And will walk to the other end for a one-and-one for Connor Veronik, who has been held to 2 points in this basketball game. 40 seconds remain, and a one-and-one. Bundy and Sullivan inside rebounding position. The free throw is up and in. Doesn't look rattled at all. Just goes through his same routine. 45-43, a two-point lead, Ravenna. Second free throw now. On the way, and it's right through there. So 2 of 2 at the line in a game that's seen very few free throws. Full court pressure. Baseball pass. Bundy's open at the other end. Layup good. It's a one-point game. Timeout on the floor. Donovan Trumbull has just used their final timeout. With 38 seconds remaining, it is Ravenna 46 and Donovan Trumbull 45. We'll be right back. Full court pressure being put on by Donovan Trumbull. Ravenna ball leading at 46-45 with 40 seconds to go in the contest. They put a couple of more seconds on the clock if that mattered. Into Connor Veronik. Try to double-team him. Find Saborn. Still in the backcourt. And stolen away! And in for a foul before he gets the layup. Saborn fouled him before the layup. It's so loud in here you couldn't hear the whistles. Saborn tried to go behind the back, it looked like, and lost the ball. And at the line to shoot a 1-1 will be Jordan Slough. He is 1 of 2 at the line. Only 3 points of the ball game. Second foul on Saborn. 32 seconds remaining. Timeout Ravenna. It is Ravenna 46, Donovan Trumbull 45. And at the line, shooting a 1-1 after getting the steal is Jordan Slough. Jordan, just a freshman, has done a pretty good job tonight against this Ravenna pressure. It's still the original five starters on the floor for Ravenna. And for Donovan Trumbull, they've also got their original five out there. So here we go for Jordan Slough. Needs one to tie and then get that second one. The first free throw is up, and it is good. We are tied at 46. 46-46 with 32 and a half seconds to go. Second free throw, Slough up, and Donovan Trumbull leads. Ravenna ball in quickly. Saborn gives it off to Anderson into the front court. 27 seconds to Veronik. Back to Saborn against the man-to-man. 25 seconds. Guarded by Slough. Both teams in a one-and-one. 20 seconds. Give it off to Cremosta. They want to get it to Baronic. Skyler Sullivan on him, 15 seconds. Anderson almost lost it. Got it back to Saborn, top of the circle. 10 seconds. Will they call timeout? 8 seconds. Saborn wants the back cut, forces the shot. It's no good. Offensive rebound, Wilkie, no good. Baronic at the horn, no good. And Donovan Trumbull has upset number one Ravenna. 47-46, maybe the biggest win in Cardinal program history since the 1999 state tournament.
You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report on ESPN Radio. That was the ending of last night's Ravenna-Donovan-Trumbull game. What a game it was. And now we're ready to begin the second half of our girls' contest. And Kearney Catholic will get the ball, get it inside to Sokolowski. Turnaround jumper is no good. And Kirsten Sullivan will pull down her seventh rebound. 33-18 in favor of Kearney Catholic. The three at the end of the half by Sarah Dinan got Donovan Trumbull 3-for-3 from three-point land. So let's see if they can get a few more of those shots underway. They are 3-6. The Stars 8-3, and they've won 6 in a row. Down low, they get it on the post to Sullivan. Turnaround jumper going to be blocked in there by Sokolowski. That'll be the third block for Bailey, and they'll get the ball up the floor to Mestel. Mestel just one bucket in the first half. Baum and Lease, the leading scorers for Kearney Catholic at 11 and 10 points, and now a 3 for Mestel. Off the heel of the rim, no good. Rebound to Theron Baum, her fourth, into Sokolowski. Takes an awkward shot of the lane. It will not go. Off the heel of the rim, the rebound brought down by Molly Kovacher. So a lot of action in the first minute, but none of the shots falling. Into the right-hand corner, Kaylee Glover. The original five starters are out there for both teams. Pfeiffer, Heinrichs, Kovacher, Sullivan, and Glover for Donovan Trumbull. Mestel, Howell, Baum, Sokolowski, and Conley for Kearney Catholic. You're listening to KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. As they get it to Glover on the low post, ball fake, got Baum in the air. The short jumper, no. And the ball comes down to Michaela Mestel. Mestel will push it into the front court. Skip pass right side Conley. Drops it down to Baum. Stepping in front, Kovacher knocked it away but couldn't get the steal. Back down to Theron. And Theron's turnaround jumper from six comes up off the rim, no good. And Kaylee Glover gets the rebound to Kovacher in the front court. Kovacher in the left-hand corner. Pulls up from 15. No good. So neither team able to bring their shot out of the halftime locker room. We're 2 minutes in, and no change in the score. Baum, turn around in the lane, short, no good. Rebound brought down by Kovacher. And let's see who can break the ice first here in the second half. Outlet pass turned over. Donovan Trumbull's 13th turnover here. And Coach Rick Petrie up off the bench here. See if he can get something translated to the ladies about the offensive start of this third quarter of play. Kearney Catholic has went on some droughts offensively throughout the year. It's cost them in a couple of games. Ball fake Howell, one dribble to the left, nothing there towards the baseline. Back up top, Mestel, she'll go off the pick for another three, won't go. Rebound comes out to Howell, her follow shot will not go, and a rebound foul called on the Stars over the back. A lot of shots in the first 2.5 minutes to not get any of them to go in. Conley called for the first foul of the half. She has two. Baum has two for Kearney Catholic. Sullivan has two for Donovan Trumbull. Still 33-18. 10 shots here so far. Nobody's made one. The 11th one won't go either. From Glover, rebound Theron Baum, and sneaking in from behind to tie her up will be Kovacher. And the arrow points the way of Donovan Trumbull, so the Cardinal will take possession, and we're going to see some substitutions. Lease, Bushcutter, and Anderson come in for Kearney Catholic. Try and get a spark going here. Donovan Trumbull could have just found a way to get a couple of their shots to go. Got that lead down to single digits. They could have got back in the game. But they have an opportunity here into Kovacher. Three-pointer, in and out, no good. That's the first one they've missed, and the ball comes out to Mestel. They're 3-of-4 from three-point land. Didn't even get one attempted last night. Here's Bushcutter in transition. She just catches and fires. No good. Lease gets tripped up but got the rebound. Looks like she might have stepped on an ankle, and she's lost her shoe. Lease is playing without a left shoe right now, and it finally goes out of bounds, and that will allow Sarah to go put her shoe on. Usually the official would blow the play dead there if nothing was going on, but I'm not sure they knew she was without the shoe, so Sarah will strap it back on, and Kearney Catholic will inbound the ball on their own baseline. So when we said she stepped on somebody's foot, that's exactly what happened. Into Mestel, quick three, fired up and in. No matter how many times you see it, you shake your head at how many open threes Kearney Catholic gets off inbounds play, and they just got another one, and they are now 5 of 12 from beyond the arc as Sullivan comes left side of the key, pulls up from 10, no good. Rebound comes down to Megan Anderson, her sixth. 36-18, that was the first bucket of the half on that three. Now Mestel coast-to-coast, blows by the defenders, lays it up and in, and back-to-back buckets for the 5-6 sophomore guard. And the lead out to 20, the largest of the ball game, 38-18. Kearney Catholic, 4:10 to go here in the third quarter of play. Glad you're along with us here on the Superstation and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. High post, swing it over to Heinrichs. Kayla pulls up and hits the first bucket of the second half for Donovan Trumbull. So they had a slow start in the first quarter and a slow start in the third quarter, but they're on the board midway through. Quarter number three, Lease in the paint, pulls up from 12 and knocks it down. A game-high 13 points for Sarah Lease. And for those first dozen or so shots to all miss, now we're starting to see a bunch of them fall in. 40-20, Kearney Catholic. Crossover dribble, Pfeiffer brings it to the left side of the key off to Komacher into the corner. Glover was open, didn't want the three, gives it to Komacher for three, and it's off the iron, no good. And the rebound brought down under there. Is that Jamie McCann, I think, grabbed that one for Kearney Catholic. She snuck into the ball game when it wasn't looking. Bush cutter in the left-hand corner. Back up to McCann. In the paint they go. Anderson, tough turnaround jumper, no good. McCann grabs the rebound, though. Gives it off to Bushcutter, and Bushcutter puts the jumper up and in. Danny with her first points of the ball game, and it's 42-20, Kearney Catholic. Up the floor, they break the press. Glover takes a baseline jumper and throws it in. 5 points for Kaylee Glover. She had the first three of the game for Donovan Trumbull, and that's the first point since. 42-22, Mestel into the court. Front side, the bush cutter, 17-footer, right-hand corner, no good. Rebound on the ground, and it's going to be Sullivan to corral her eighth. It's one and done both ways. Either it goes in or we get the rebound to the defense, and up the floor we go. Sullivan into the paint. The runner is up, no good. We've got a foul called on Kearney Catholic, though, and free throws coming up. Foul will be on Jamie McCann, her first of the basketball game. And two free throws coming up for Kirsten Sullivan. Sullivan with 5 points and her first free throw attempt of the ball game coming up. This is only the second trip to the line for the Cardinals in the game. Free throw is up and it is in. So 6 points now for Sullivan, and in Jordan Brummond and Sarah Dinan for Donovan Trumbull. Bailey Sokolowski, Theron Baum, Anna Howell back in for Kearney Catholic. Anderson and Lease will stay in the basketball game with 2:35 to go third quarter. Second free throw. Sullivan up and Sullivan in, and it's 42-24 Kearney Catholic. Sullivan will come out, and Kenzie Kwaki will check into the ball game. Boys game to follow. Two teams that are in the top 10, and it'll be interesting. If Donovan wins tonight, it'll be interesting to see how high they move up the C2 rankings. They're fifth in the Omaha, ninth in the Lincoln Journal Star, as Lease fires up a three, almost banked it in, a long rebound, and Sarah Dinan will come out and grab it here for the Cardinal. 42-24 Stars, wide open. Nobody covers Brummond, so she buries a three. Jordan Brummond, great recognition, pulls up, knocks down the three, and the lead is 15 as the Cardinal have a little bit of a run going here with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. 42-27 Kearney Catholic. Lease, right side of the key, holds the ball, finally takes a couple of dribbles, trying to find Howell. Howell, guarded by Brummond, they give it to her to Sokolowski, open three. Bailey all the way around and out, no good. But Anderson with the putback, it won't go. Grabs it again, took it away from Lease, and it's blocked in there by Glover. And Glover comes out of there with a basketball. So Anderson had a couple chances, couldn't convert. Fast break the other way. Turnaround jumper, Kenzie Clocky off the glass and in. And just like that, the lead is down to 12. Cutting into it by eight here, Donovan Trumbull. 42-29. Bomb outside the arc. Dribbles to the left baseline. Lost the handle. Out of bounds it goes. Kearney Catholic might be thinking about a timeout here as Coach Rick Petrie talking to one of the officials. And Michaela Mestel back in. Ellie Conley back in. Here's Kirsten Sullivan for Donovan Trumbull. So the Cardinals hanging tough here. They did not score in the first 4 minutes of the quarter, and in the last 2 minutes and 40 seconds, they put up 11 points. And they have the ball. Into the front court, Jordan Brumman. Sokolowski out on her. Brumman tries to get by her to the free throw line. Pull-up jumper a little too strong that time. Rebound tipped around. It's loose. We're going to get a jump ball, I think. No, it's just taken away. Dinan took it away from Mestel. Pfeiffer puts it up and in. Mestel had it, and Pfeiffer just grabbed it out of her hands. Katie's first bucket. It's an 11-point game at the other end. Quick shot, though, by the Stars. Is up and in the paint by Michaela Mestel. And she has 7 points in the quarter. So that stops the run there by Donovan Trumbull, 44-31. Now a three-pointer, Pfeiffer. That's over everything. And Sokolowski will grab the rebound. 35 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Flurry of action in the last 2 minutes. 44-31 Stars. 17-footer for Sokolowski straight away. Bailey too strong. Ball batted away. Bailey tried to save it. She does. Over to Baum, who puts it up and in. Bailey saved it right into the hands of Theron Baum, who has her first bucket of the second half. 12 in the game, and it's now 46-31. 12 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Donovan Trumbull tries to force it down low to Clocky. The ball is stolen away. Up the floor, Kearney Catholic. Howells wide open, lays it up and in. And so the Stars end the quarter on a flurry of their own. They were up 20, cut it down to 12, and now it's back up to 17. At the end of three, the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars 48, the Donovan Trumbull Lady Cardinals 31. You're listening to Lou Platte Conference Basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We'll head to the fourth quarter in a minute.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
The fourth quarter begins. Kearney Catholic basketball. They'll get it to Mestel. Mestel fires the three. It's no good. Rebound run down in the right-hand corner by Molly Komacher. She's trapped, so she throws it off the leg of a Kearney Catholic defender. And that'll work. Give them the ball. Still some full-court pressure being applied by the Stars in the backcourt. 48-31, Kearney Catholic. As we get this fourth quarter underway, Kearney Catholic is led by Sarah Lease with 13. Theron Baum, 12. Michaela Mestel has 10. At the other end, down to Glover. Shot blocked by Sokolowski. Goes right back over to Glover. Now they dump it down low. The ball comes up short. Might have been partially blocked. Mestel pulls up with the rebound, and up the floor she comes. Fires it into the paint to Theron Baum, and she is going to be fouled by Molly Komacher trying to get the steal. That's the first foul of the half on Donovan Trumbull. Their leading scorer is Jordan Brumman with 8.7 for Kirsten Sullivan. 48-31. Inbounds pass goes to Sokolowski, who puts it off the glass and in. Bailey with 6 points here in the basketball game. And it's 50-31. To the other end, turnaround jumper Glover. Oh, she got fouled, no call. They're going to give a block to Theron Baum. And coming out of there with it, Michaela Mestel. Mestel into the front court, gives it to Conley. Conley fires the three. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound pulled down by Sullivan. Sullivan looks for some help and lost the ball out of bounds. It's going to stay with Donovan Trumbull. Donovan with the basketball. I think Kearney Catholic's a bucket short on the board. There's some talk going on behind the scenes here. Up the floor anyway. Komacher fires it to Glover in the left-hand corner, guarded by Conley. Out to Pfeiffer. Katie will secure the ball on the left wing. Up top, thinking about a three. Sullivan decides not to take it. She'll back it back out. 6.5 to go here in quarter number four, and a reach-in foul on Anna Howell. For Howell, that'll be her first. Nobody's in any foul trouble. That's just the third foul of the half on Kearney Catholic, and nobody has more than two fouls for either team. 50-31, Kearney Catholic. They were up 33-18 at the half.
filled it up to 20. Then Donovan cut it down to 12. And now it's back up to 19. And another foul on Howell. Back-to-back reach-in fouls on Anna Howell. Trying to knock it away from Jordan Brumman. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Get it into the paint here. Turnaround jumper. Boy, just blocked again. Sokolowski having a good job on Kirsten Sullivan. That's five blocks for Sokolowski. Up the floor, quick jumper Howell from 15. No good. Sokolowski trails, got the rebound. Missed the putback and is now over the back. In all the years that we cover the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, it doesn't seem to matter which team it is. They probably miss more four-foot shots than anybody. They get a lot of shots. They get up and down the floor a lot. But, boy, they just get a lot of offensive rebounds as Sokolowski gets that foul. And they have a hard time making as many of those short shots as you normally would think. And they're having that problem again tonight, even though they got 50 points on the board. Donovan ends up throwing it away at the other end. After turning it over 12 times in the first half, only three turnovers in the second half for the Cardinals and only two for Kearney Catholic. After they gave it up eight times in the first half. Doug Duda with you here at Cope Gymnasium. As always, a big thank you to our sponsors, 50-31, 5:40 to go in the game. They force it into Baum. She's still in the paint, kicks it out to Sokolowski. She's going to fire an 18-footer, no good. Backside rebound, Howell. She'll put it up between two defenders and score. Anna Howell with her second bucket, 52-31, Kearney Catholic. So nine in a row for them. Into the right-hand corner, they get the ball up. Glover gives it back off to Sullivan, nowhere to go. Brumman on the right elbow, spins into the paint. Howell swats her shot out of there. Ball loose on the floor. And a travel, but who traveled? The travel going to be called on Kearney Catholic. It'll stay with Donovan Trumbull and Sarah Leese. We'll check into the basketball game. Don't forget, at the end of the contest, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats and get you ready for the top 10 boys matchup. Inbound go to Pfeiffer, right back into the corner to Sullivan, back to Pfeiffer, dribbles to the top of the circle, now to Brumman, left key three, that one will not go, and the rebound comes out long. We get a jump ball between Sarah Leese and Kayla Heinrichs, and the arrow points the way of Donovan Trumbull, so they get another opportunity. Unofficially, I've got the Cardinals 4 of 8 from three-point land, Stars 5 of 16, inbounds pass deflected away. Kearney Catholic is next in action next Thursday at St. Paul and next Saturday at Hastings St. Cecilia, then home against Central Catholic. So some tough teams coming up for Donovan Trumbull. They are not going to see it any easier. They go to Centura Tuesday as the ball is deflected, and Sarah Leese will get the steal. Stars push it up the floor, 2-on-4, so they'll slow it down. Left wing to Mestel. Skip pass right side. Howell. Howell pulls up from 18. Her jumper is in and out, no good. And the rebound comes down to Sullivan, her 10th for Donovan Trumbull. 4:40 to go in the contest, 52-31. But Donovan Trumbull, again, hasn't scored in the fourth quarter. Get it down to Glover. Double team. Spins and kicks it back out in the corner to Heinrichs. Kayla covered by Mestel. Kicks it back out between the circles to Sullivan. Sullivan will hand it off there to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer guarded way out away from the hoop by Baum. Throws it way to the far corner. Right side jumper, Glover, no good. And Sokolowski will grab the loose ball. 4:10 to go here in the ball game, and Kearney Catholic leading it by 21. Mestel into the paint. Sokolowski, turnaround jumper, comes up short. Stars are trying to work the ball in the paint a little bit more, and we've got another jump ball between Baum and Heinrichs. This time the arrow will point the way of the Stars with 3:59 remaining. More substitutions. We'll try and tell you about them in a minute. Inbounds pass. Sokolowski came flashing down the right side of the key. Missed the shot. Ball deflected out to Katie Pfeiffer. And up the floor comes Brumman for the Cardinals. Good 360 move with the dribble. Stops at the right elbow. Ball deflected away. And Leese comes away with another steal. Bush cutter from Mestel. Danny cut off there. Getting back was Pfeiffer. Finds Leese for an open 13-footer. Won't go. Another rebound for Kirsten Sullivan. And we're finding another scoring drought, just like we did at the start of the third quarter. Here at the start of the fourth quarter, we've played 4.5 minutes. Kearney Catholic's outscored Donovan Trumbull 4-0. Komacher's jumper from the left-hand corner is no good. Mestel pulls down the rebound. And Michaela will bring it across the timeline. Players waiting to check in. Bushcutter's going to spot up for a three and bury it. Danny Bushcutter with her first three-pointer of the ball game. She's got 5 points, and it's 55-31. 3 minutes to go in the ball game. Donovan Trumbull trying to get something on the board here in the fourth quarter. Right side of the key, they'll go to Pfeiffer against the man-to-man, dump it into the corner. Now to the high post. A little three-triangle game on the right side, but not getting a shot away, not even really getting an attempt to look at a shot because of the defensive pressure by the Stars. Now just holding the ball is Kirsten Sullivan. Gives it to Brummer. Brumman brings it to the right side of the key. Left-hand dribble to the left side of the key on Mestel. Puts the jumper up, no good. Glover got the offensive rebound and is fouled on the putback. And we'll get two free throws coming. The foul will be on Michaela Mestel, her first of the ball game. Sixth team foul. Two free throws for Glover. She's one of two at the line, has 5 points. And the free throw is on the way, too strong. Now waiting to check in for quite some time, Sarah Dinan comes in for Donovan Trumbull, and for Kearney Catholic, Ellie Connolly and Shayla Connor will check in. 2:33 remains of the game. Stars on their way to their seventh straight victory. Free throw on the way, and it will not go. Glover couldn't get either one to fall, and Ellie Connolly will check in here for the rebound. Gives it off to Connor. The freshman brings it up with a left-hand dribble. Fires to Bushcutter in the corner. Reverse it to the right side. Get it to Connolly on the low post. Lease. Spin move too strong. Anderson is tied up down low. She's going to be called for the foul over the back of Sullivan. And for Megan, that'll be her second personal foul. It's the seventh team foul, though, so that means we trot to the other end and shoot the 1-1. Sullivan, who's hit two free throws and has 7 points, 11 rebounds, will head to the line for this 1-1. 2:16 remains here on ESPN Radio. Then the boys' game will follow. Might start a little bit before 8 o'clock. Free throw is no good by Sullivan, and Lise is in there to grab her fourth rebound. Sarah will find Danny Bushcutter, who brings it up against Katie Pfeiffer. Left-handed dribble goes over on the left wing. Gets it to Connolly, tries to lob it into Anderson. Deflected, but Bushcutter runs down the loose ball. Over to Connor. Back to Danny, top of the circle. Now good pass from Connolly underneath. Short jumper missed. Anderson rebound back up and in, and a three-point play opportunity. But again, missed a wide-open two-footer. Got her own rebound and ends up getting 3 points. Play opportunity, and the foul is going to be called on Sullivan, her third. Anderson, 1 of 1 at the line, 7 points, 8 boards, according to my book, as the free throw for Megan is on the way, and good. So Anderson makes it 58-31 with a minute 53 to go in the contest. And Kearney Catholic will start going deeper down the bench here as they have shut out Donovan Trumbull here in the fourth quarter. Donovan Trumbull was shut out in the second quarter by Ravenna last night. Try to get it on the low post. Kick it back out. Brumman takes the long-range jumper. No good. Rebound Sullivan. Her attempt is blocked out of bounds by Megan Anderson. An insane number of blocked shots tonight for Kearney Catholic. I believe that's their 10th blocked shot as a team. Half of them belong to Sokolowski. And it will be Donovan Trumbull ball off the inbound. They'll get it to Brumman. Dribbles to the right side of the key. 10-footer no good. And we've got a jump ball between Shayla Connor and Ashton Mazur. Mazur just checked in. The arrow points the way of Donovan with a minute 28 to go. Also in the ball game as Mazur puts up the 16-footer and Ashton hits it off the inbounds. Katie Clocky is in there as well. Up the floor come the Stars. Dobish is into the ball game. She has it, looking for Connor. Bushcutter, left-hand corner. Anderson remains in there, and Connolly. Connolly, right side of the key. 58-33, Stars will clear the bench at the next horn. Connor back over to the right side, Connolly. 1 minute to go in the basketball game. Now they'll bring it over to Bushcutter. Bushcutter, her pass tipped, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Donovan Trumbull. And into the ball game, here comes Morgan Miner, along with Brooke Muesch. And let's see, Molly Klingensmith, number 21, is also into the basketball game, and she will inbound it. Get it over to Muesch, skip pass back over to Klingensmith. Right baseline cut off there, and she's going to be tied up. Arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic, so they'll keep it. With just 43 seconds to go before we bring you the Misco Sports postgame show. Looking to throw it in is Morgan Miner. Lobs it up to Klingensmith. Back in the corner to Miner. Miner puts the jumper up. It's no good. Fight for the loose ball. Bounces off a couple of noggins. And coming out of there, Emily Kyer has it. Emily Kyer with the rebound for Donovan Trumbull. 30 seconds to go. Gives it to Brummond. Into the front court to Mazur. Mazur brings it back over to Kyer. Into the right-hand corner to Katie Clocky. And a reach-in foul going to be called here on Brooke Muesch. And that will bring up free throws here and a chance to get into the score column here for the freshman post, Katie Clocky. She'll shoot a 1-1 with 21 seconds remaining. And the free throw is too strong, no good. Ball comes out long, and Muesch, who committed the foul, gets the rebound. Gives it off to Connor, comes across the timeline with 14 seconds to go in the game. Over to Muesch. Brooke back up to Connor here, just trying to get a shot away. Back to Brooke. She'll take an 18-footer, left-hand corner, no good. Ball comes down into the hands of Clocky, and that will be the end of this basketball game. Kearney Catholic, 58, and Donovan Trumbull, 33, as the Stars improve to 9-3 with their seventh straight win, and Donovan Trumbull will fall to 3-7. On the season. We will be back with all the numbers on the Misco Sports postgame show in a minute on ESPN Radio.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
It's time for the incredible tractor tire sale at your area CPI Mr. Tire. Find low cash and carry prices on Co-op pivot tires, Agrimax, Co-op quad front tires, and the Agra radials. CPI Mr. Tire serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, wishing you a happy 2011, and they are home for you to get your great sporting goods, whether it's Nike, Adidas, Mizuno. They've got the shoes, the clothing, the workout gear. They've got the balls, the bags, the hats, the sweatshirts, whatever it takes to play or watch. They've got it at Misco Sports. Here's a look at the final numbers for tonight's basketball game. For Donovan Trumbull, Katie Pfeiffer, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Emily Kyer had 1 rebound. Jordan Brummond led the team with 8 points, 3 rebounds. Kayla Heinrichs, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Kenzie Clocky, 2 points and a rebound. Molly Komacher, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Kirsten Sullivan, 7 points, and she had a game-high 12 rebounds. Ashton Mazur, 2 points, 1 rebound. Sarah Dinan, 3 points and a rebound. Kaylee Glover, 5 points, 4 rebounds and a block shot. And Katie Clocky had 1 rebound. So everybody played and either got a rebound or a bucket in the ball game. 13 rebounds in the first half for Donovan Trumbull, 19 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first half and 2 of 6 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 3 in the first half and 1 of 5 in the second half. Turnovers for the Cardinals, 12 in the first half, 5 in the second half. Donovan Trumbull had 18 points at halftime. They were held to 15 points in the second half and finished with 33 points, 32 rebounds, 3 out of 8 at the free throw line, 4 of 8 from 3-point land, 1 block and 17 turnovers. Donovan Trumbull is now 3-7 on the season and will play at Centura Tuesday. They return home 1 week from tonight to take on Gibbon, and then on Saturday the 15th, they welcome in Adams Central. We'll look at Kearney Catholic numbers after this timeout on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman, Main, Cosler & Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman, Main, Cosler & Cottle of Kearney.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. Michaela Mestel, 10 points, 6 rebounds, 2 blocks. Shayla Connor had a rebound. Anna Howell, 4 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. Jamie McCann, 2 rebounds. Theron Baum, 12 points. 10 of those were in the first half. She had 6 rebounds and a block. Bailey Sokolowski, 6 points. A team-high 11 rebounds and 5 block shots. Ellie Conley had 5 rebounds. Danny Bushcutter, 5 points. Sarah Leese led the team in scoring with 13 points. 11 of those were in the first half. She had 4 rebounds. Megan Anderson, 8 points, 8 rebounds and a block. And Brooke Muche had 1 rebound. 21 rebounds in the first half, 25 in the second half. Free throw shooting for the Stars, 5 of 7 in the first half, 1 of 1 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 4 of 9 in the first half, 2 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers, 8 in the first half. Kearney Catholic only 2 turnovers in the second half. The Stars had 33 points at halftime, scored 25 in the second half, and Kearney Catholic finishes with 58 points, 46 rebounds, 6 out of 8 at the free throw line, 6 of 17 from 3-point land, 10 block shots, 10 turnovers. The Stars win their 7th in a row to improve to 9-3 on the season with a 58-33 win over Donovan Trumbull, and the competition will only be getting tougher. They go to St. Paul next Thursday, at Hastings St. Cecilia next Saturday. The next home game is against state-rated Grand Island Central Catholic on Tuesday, the 18th. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks at the downtown Kearney Center. All Husker apparel is 20% off. They've got a new shipment of dumbbells and weights in. If you're at that New Year's resolution to keep working out, they've got what you need. At Misco's, open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. We'll take a break. Be back in about 15 minutes at 7:45 to get you ready for the boys' game between 7-2 Donovan Trumbull and the Kearney Catholic Stars, who are 6-3, both ranked in the top 10 in their respective classes. For our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Dudas, saying again, the final in the girls' game, Kearney Catholic 58, Donovan Trumbull 33. Keep it here on ESPN Radio.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM, and ESPNSuperStation.com. Podcast of this and all.